Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to the podcast that rocks. Weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. With me again is Gretchen. Say hello, Gretchen.
Hello, Gretchen.
There we go. You got your dad joke in. All is right with the world because we were not here last week. You did not get the dad joke from Gretchen. Now you do. Hopefully everyone's okay. Yes. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Twitch if you're watching this live. Having a live audience always helps us out a ton. Hello to everyone else listening to this on YouTube, on the podcast forums, whatever that might be. We got an interesting podcast for a couple reasons. One, there's some interesting things that we want to talk about. Two, we want to recap our concert experience that we had last week, our first concert of the year. And number three, I was sent a package from Star Set. And I will go into that near the end of the podcast and open up everything that's going on. So, okay, everyone's saying hello to Gretchen and not to me in the chat. That sounds about fair.
Some hellos to you.
Not nearly as many.
Some.
Uh-huh. I get it. I understand, though. I understand the bit. I understand, audience. I understand who the star is of my own podcast, and it's not me. I'm aware. Uh-huh. So, for those who are not aware, I would like to just reiterate, one, we were not here last week in case you're missing an episode. Two, Gretchen and I got to go see Ghost and Volbeat. And it was great. It was really, really good. The stage production, the design was all really well done. As I'm trying to pull up some photos, Gretchen, do you have any thoughts very quickly overall about what you thought? And I'll let you go first. Just about Ghost and Volbeat, the overall experience about going to that show.
I mean, both of them are incredible. Like, I absolutely love seeing Ghost live. I love seeing Volbeat live. That was only my second time, so like I still never quite know exactly what to expect from them. I have a little bit more clear understanding of what to expect from Ghost.
Yes.
When I see them live.
Gotcha.
Pyro was really good for both of them.
I was very impressed. There was more than just the light show. You got special effects quite throughout Volbeat and Ghost set. As I go through Ghost, I'll go through Ghost stuff first just because they were the last ones to play for us. Papa's got more outfits now that he's up in the ranks of his church. Is that a good way to say it? He definitely has. He's showing off more ruffles. He had bat wings at one point. He had on a glitter sequin suit jacket. It was quite the show. The ghouls have new masks for those who aren't aware, like the more oxygen, like the air breathing masks, which is also really cool to see. So
it's definitely interesting because like the masks hadn't changed much over the years. Like they went from not having a mouth to having a mouth.
Correct.
Right? Like, or was it the other way around?
No, it's that like they never had a mouth before and now they have an opening for the mouth just so that way. And I stand by that might be just so that way they can breathe a lot easier.
Well, I mean, just like their old ones that they used to have where it was
the metal mask. Just the metal frame. Yeah.
The original ones, like the very first ones, were just blank here.
Yeah.
And then they progressed to like being a cutout.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still the same here.
Yes.
And now it's just like completely different.
This is something totally different for a while. Yeah. I don't dislike it. Like I admit I don't get it and how it fits, like the oxygen mask, like how it fits into the story or if that's what they're doing. But I'm not against it. I think they look fine. So.
Yeah. So. And I mean, at first I was a little like, that is very different.
It is.
I wasn't quite sure I liked the change. But then, like, seeing them in person, I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you see them in person, it's like, okay, they actually are pretty well designed and nice.
Still was kind of weird, though. Yeah. I got the point.
Yes, when you see it up close, too, like, you're like,
it's very creepy. You just see their teeth, like, peeking through. It's
yes,
just, like,
when they smile or they sing. Yeah.
It's very, that was odd.
On screen right now, too, there's like one screenshot I got with my phone after I got did my photography work up front. You could see Papa in the blue sequins jacket. He was wearing that when they did Dance Macabre near the end. That was very nice. Again, he had quite a few. Someone saying in the chat, the concept is the future, whereas Prickhell was the past. Fair enough. For Impera, which comes out in March. I'm very excited. They opened up with a new song, Kaiserion. I might be mispronouncing that. It was a lot of fun to hear. There was good guitar work in it, for those who are interested as well. So we got to see and hear a new performance as well from the album. So that was Ghost. Loved it. Tour still going on right now. Volbeat also, I do want to point out a little bit. This was my first time seeing Volbeat since Knotfest Roadshow 2019.
That was the first and last time I saw them.
This was a much higher up production value quality. Multiple cameras on them at all times, multiple screens. They had a lot of different visual effects going with music videos behind them on many different like screens. They had like layering visual effects as well. Like kind of like, you know, you have Instagram filters and Snapchat filters and TikTok filters. They kind of had those on them on the screen while they were like moving around, like to give hazy effects.
Yeah.
It worked pretty well too. So. And they sounded great. The only bummer I would say about Volbeat, the crowd, I was expecting to be a lot more wild and moving and into it.
Yeah.
That crowd was pretty static. They were listening and nodding their head, and that's about it. Now, I don't know if that's because it was a Tuesday and it was 25 degrees outside. Maybe that's it. But yeah, it was not a wild bopping crowd that I've known to expect Volbeat to have.
I don't know if it was also just the location. It was Hershey, Pennsylvania. Like, as much fun as Hershey is, it's middle of freaking nowhere.
It's not Philly. It's not New York. It's not Chicago. Fair.
And so, if I remember correctly, so this is my third time going to Giant Center for a concert.
Okay.
All of the ones I've seen before, one was Ghost with Nothing More, and then I saw Shinedown and Five Finger Death Punch. All of them have been pretty subdued compared to crowds at other venues.
See, and that's, I'm glad you said that.
Bands.
I'm glad you said that because I'd never been to the venue before. Yeah. So it is more of a local thing. It's just that type of show. It's not Volbeat, because Volbeat sounded great. They put on a great performance.
Oh, yeah. They had a lot of energy.
My highlight was when they played Wait a Minute, My Girl, and they had the pianist and saxophone players pop up onto the stage runway. It was pretty cool, guys. Pretty cool. They popped out of nowhere. So do they turn on the heater or AC in the venue when it's that cold outside? It wasn't cold inside. No,
it wasn't cold.
They had heat on.
As someone who was always cold, like it could be 70 degrees outside and I'm cold. It was plenty warm in there. But it is a hockey arena, so down on the floor, it might have been cold. Like down on the... Well, okay, you're not a good representation for that because you're always warm.
You're not a good representation for the weather either because you're always cold even if it's 70 degrees outside.
But, like, I'm at least a little bit more fair because it is a hockey arena, so you can feel the ice underneath.
No, they melt the ice a lot of times when they do shows like that.
They didn't last time I was down there. When I saw Ghost and Nothing More in 2019, they didn't. It was chilly.
Mm-hmm.
My feet were cold.
Yeah, so. Oh, goodness. Oh, someone just left in the chat, you're not cold, you're Gretchen.
I would say something, but it was never mind. No.
Back to the show.
That dad joke.
Back to the show.
No.
Yes, the Hershey Bears of the American Hockey League. For everyone that's not aware, this is where they do the teddy bear toss every year. And if you don't know what the teddy bear toss is, you need to look it up. It is fantastic. This is where they throw thousands, not hundreds, thousands of stuffed animals on the ice after the Bears score the first goal in a game. And all the stuffed animals get given away to charity. The players are jumping in piles of stuffed animals. It's always a big ticket event. They do it every year. They have it all on YouTube, like ESPN shows it every year. For American Hockey League or whatever minor league it is, that's a big deal for it to get that much attention. So it's always, it's always great. So that being said, I enjoyed Volbeat quite a bit. I enjoyed Ghost quite a bit. I did. Someone said which band was better. I mean, I preferred Ghost more, but that's just because I'm a bigger fan of Ghost. So I am not a fair person to judge that. And both shows were a bit different, to be fair, too. Chester would agree with me. So,
I mean, as somewhat, Volbeat and Ghost are both in my top five favorite bands. Mm-hmm. So, like, I was super excited when they announced the tour together. But Ghost ranks a little bit higher for me than
Fair.
Volbeat. So I just like the whole thing that Ghost does, like just mm-hmm. the detail for what's going, like the set that they have.
Yes.
The set this time looks incredible.
It does. They especially since they have the runway, like they can do a little bit more, and they really make use of that. Gretchen caught Papa Money, or was given Papa Money at the crowd.
Was given Papa given Money. Papa I don't Money. Know who. I don't know who the guy was that we were leaving mm-hmm. the arena. We were walking. I was about to go meet Luke because mm-hmm. he had to go pick up his equipment. And this guy is walking next to me. And he, hold on. Do I have it right here?
I have a picture of it too up right now.
Well, I have it right here.
There you go.
The actual thing. He just like looked over at me and he's like, I have an extra one. And handed me
yeah.
the money. And I was like, Thank you.
And if people were wondering how like they got it, they shot a cannon with gold confetti and these Papa Money, and they shot two big cannons on both sides of the stage. A lot of people got these, and it was a mess.
During mummy dust.
Yeah.
Always happens during mummy dust.
And after the song, Papa got on the mic, says, "Look at this mess. Can we please pray to Jesus to come up here and clean this up?" And then a stagehand comes up, "Hey, it's Jesus." And he just starts with a push through. It's like, oh. So
funny.
Yes. Quite the shenanigans. And he also said, oh, you can have this. You want it? He throws a few more dollars into the crowd. It's not worth anything.
No. Like,
oh, really? This, I can't turn this in at Walmart.
It's not worth $666, unfortunately.
No. And it says this note is not legal tender, not for debts, public or private.
I will say, I just noticed that on the backside, the smoke, you can actually see Papa's face. Mm-hmm. I didn't notice that.
Oh, yeah, it's detailed. It's a fun little souvenir for sure. But yeah, yes, it's not real.
Like pristine.
Yes, it is. You got to, like, you didn't get a crumpled up one or nothing, too. That was really lucky.
It's so nice of the guy. Mm-hmm. Don't know who he was, but.
Yeah, good. That's a good concert fan, though. I already have one. You want one? That's really great. Some people would try to keep both.
Yeah.
So. The show is also opened by Twin Temple, which is a satanic doo-wop group, two-man group. Yes, you didn't get to see the whole set. One of the songs, their biggest single, Let's All Have a Satanic Orgy, which is inappropriate, to say the least. You hear them praising Satan and trying to get Hail Satans, and then you hear do-do-do-do, boo-boo-boo, like this, like 50s
doo-wop. Sounds like a fun time to me. You know?
It wasn't even that it wasn't fun, but you could tell a lot of people were confused.
I was joking about the name of the song. Mm. You know, sounds like a real good time. You know,
Gretchen's grounded.
Yeah, let's get in on that one.
So... yeah, and like the band does sound good. It is very unique and creative stuff, but it's interesting. It's interesting to say the least. So, highly recommend the tour. The tour's still going on right now through North America. I know Ghost will be heading back overseas at some time this year. I think after this tour, I don't know when. If I want to say during the summer, but we're gonna get more Ghost and Volbeat. And for all of you wanting more Ghost, you get a new album in less than a month now. That's a big deal. So,
yay.
I'm very happy about that. Chester, Gretchen's cat, is a Ghost fan, which is also nice to hear. So, that being said, it was cool for us to get to see our first concert. We got to see rock bands. We got to hear heavier music, you know? It was a very nice experience in a higher production center, in an arena show. It wasn't some bar and grill. It was proving that the heavier music stuff is alive, both... Volbeat is promoting their album, just came out in December. Ghost has a new album coming out right now in less than a month. Perfect time for this type of tour. As soon as Gretchen saw it, she got super excited. I thought it was a great pairing. Everything worked out. What's interesting right now is that Ghost is still on their promotional tour, and now we're going to see something that Ghost is doing to hype up their album a little more for a little loving thing they did for Valentine's Day. Gretchen sent this to me. Would you guys like to see?
So cute.
It's... I'll save my judgment for after. So
it's so cute.
Everyone, this is Ghost on Ghost, which dropped yesterday, Valentine's Day. Again, Ghost always knows how to do this stuff. They just have a way. Aww. Ghost is just the cutest type of creepy. You know? They're just able to be creepy enough, a little bit creepy, but it's cute all the way through. Based on a movie, and now they're getting upset with each other. And then that's it. That's it. 50 seconds.
Well, I don't think they were getting upset with each other.
They looked like they were getting a little feisty. And then they made up.
Yeah, but they were getting feisty.
And then they made up. Yes.
They were getting feisty.
They were getting angry with the client.
Yeah, if you don't know the movie Ghost and like what it's referencing, you're going to be very confused by that clip and be like, I thought he's dead.
I want to say that was 1990, 1991, something like that for the movie. And that's the whole point. It's about a ghost that a woman falls in love with.
Yeah.
So get it? That's Ghost promotion for Impera. Scooby-Doo Satanism. Yes, that's a good way to put it. As I always say, ghosts are spirit Halloween levels of Satanism.
Then you have Behemoth.
They're trying a little harder. They're just a little bit harder.
They've stepped up a little bit.
Yes, they have. So, Ghosts will have that next month. Very excited. We saw Rock Bands in an arena show do very well. A lot of the dates are sold out. The Hershey show was not sold out, but they had people all the way to the rafters, like people all the way in the back rows on the upper side. So you know what they did? They made good money that night. Now, interesting comments coming from Dirty Honey and Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen, who are also on or about to be on, a co-headline tour. Very cool tour, if you think of it. Just like traditional rock, classic rock style. Totally fits. I think that's great. They were asked in an interview why rock bands are becoming less of a thing. Like actual bands, you know? They kind of gave a fair argument, both the vocalists for Dirty Honey and Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen. The first comment comes from Dirty Singer Honey Mark LaBelle, who he told radio host, it's been a little difficult to find bands to go out with just because rock bands have becoming so scarce. He then recalled this going to see Mammoth ahead of them, and they agreed to do that because they wanted to do stuff with Mammoth. And then asked about more of just that comment. I just think it's a byproduct of society today, how it's so easy to fix things on your computer and you can fake being good at an instrument with some simple editing and Pro Tools and stuff. It actually takes time to be really good at something, and I think people are not as motivated to put in the time. So his response about why there's a lack of more bands out there right now from LaBelle is saying that that motivation to be in a band and be really good is not as strong as it used to be because it's easier to fake it. There is some truth in that.
Yeah.
It's not the main reason, I wouldn't say, but there is definitely some truth in that. Like, you have to be really good to make it back in the day, and you would make it, and you'd be set. Now you can be really good and not make it, but if you have a gimmick or you're obnoxious enough on social media, you can make it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of true. Mammoth followed up, and then his comment was, coupling that with the fact that it's not the bell of the ball when it comes to the most popular genres available right now. You blend all that together, it's kind of a losing game for people who are not very passionate about it. And he's saying it's because rock, heavy music, metal, they're not the most popular genres now by a long shot, and they're not. It's just how it is. I remember hearing that a couple years ago too, like what it's going to take for rock to get back on top. I made a video about that. It's like, it's going to take a lot of things. And right now, I think collaborations are a good way to do it.
Yeah.
With outer genre stuff. We just saw Ed Sheeran and Bring Me the Horizon kill it at the Brit Awards. They did great. But yeah, rock's not even second place. So it's a little rough. Also, Concert Crap, if you're not following Concert Crap on IG, they're doing a ticket giveaway for this tour and show right now. So, or for several shows. Just follow Concert Crap. Win concert tickets if you're lucky, if you're following. I don't know if there's a direct answer that's going to fix anything overnight. We're getting more and more tours announced every week now, which is huge. We had several tours get announced today. Some of them are on my website. Another one with the big one that Gretchen saw, Breaking Benjamin, getting on the road again, featuring Seether and Starset and Lacey Sturm. That's a big show. A lot of people will dig that. You guys know I'm a Starset fan. So there's other tours happening and coming right now. Nine Inch Nails announced they're like a limited date set. I want to say it's like 10 shows, but they're playing at Red Rocks. They're playing at Vegas. Yeah. They're playing outside of the Hall of Fame, you know. They're doing big shows. So things are happening. I don't know what it's going to take, though, for the rock and metal to get heavier attention. The fact that Ghost can do so well on an arena tour is uplifting and motivating to me. But what's next?
Yeah.
I don't know. Avenged Sevenfold? Maybe. They've been away for a long time, and they're coming back this year. They can demand something. Knotfest Roadshow? It's going to do just fine. It's going to sell out in areas. They'll be fine. I don't know what else. Someone just said, I'd kill to see that Breaking Benjamin star set tour. They're going all over. You don't have to kill anybody, I promise.
We don't need murder.
I saw Breaking Benjamin, like star set open for Breaking Benjamin back in 2015. So it's not even the first time they are friends with each other. So yeah, that's definitely going to be a fun show. Definitely recommend seeing that. What else is that other thing I wanted to say about this too? With Wolfgang Van Halen, Dirty Honey, this tour starts in February 20th in Denver. That's going to be all over. That's going to be a fun show. Will that get everyone's attention? I don't know. Will it sell out every show? I don't know. I don't know what we need to do to get attention that's not negative. And we cannot use the Ronnie Radke approach of stitching and duetting TikToks talking about him, where fans talk about him and he just responds calling them liars and complaining on social media nonstop. There has to be more than that.
Or does like really weird ones. What was that one where he stitched it and he was just like, hi.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
Like so, like a fan would tag him and was talking about Falling in Reverse or Ronnie or something. And he just got really, he thought he was being funny. I don't know. Ronnie Radke TikTok is a little weird, guys. It's a little weird. That is
his own little.
That is being polite. I have complimented Papa Roach many times on their TikTok. They know what they're doing on TikTok.
I'll say they're really having fun with it.
Yes. Ronnie Radke, not so much. In fact, it's probably exacerbating some of his problems, stirring the pot. Yeah. And that's unfortunate. So, that being said, I don't know what's going to happen. Machine Gun Kelly is going to have more of that social media attention in a negative way towards rock. Mm. All I know is I hope that new album is fantastic. Because if it's not, boy oh boy, we're going to hear about it. Mainstream Sellout, I don't have the exact date. I saw somewhere like on a list say it's supposed to come out next month as well. Please correct me in the chat if I'm wrong about that, because that would mean we would get Ghost and Machine Gun Kelly in the same month. That's interesting to me.
Oh boy,
I don't know how I feel about that. So and again, please, anyone, feel free to correct me in the chat room if I'm wrong about that. So, rock and metal need more bigger names to step up. We need younger names to get more attention, and that's what's going to help. That's it. And collaborations like Dream of the Horizon is doing. A+. You guys get it too. But I don't know. It's hard to say what's going to happen. We need more variety, less emo girl. I think that's a fair way to say it. And I'm not talking about women that are emo. I'm talking about the song Emo Girl featuring Willow. I think that's very fair. So, moving on, because we do have other things to talk about and something a little bit more positive. It was Valentine's Day yesterday. And there will be one. Yeah, I know Impera comes out first. I knew that. I just don't know when the specific date for Mainstream Sellout is. That's what I was trying to say, guys. Moving on, however, yesterday was Valentine's Day, and we got a little bit of a love notice in the air. This is as much drama as you're going to get from me and my channel. I try to stay away from the drama garbage because I don't care. But this isn't drama. This is something nice. The newest couple in heavy music. Boy, oh boy, I didn't even know, but they've known each other for like 30 years or something like that. Maybe not that long. So it makes sense. It is Kelly Osbourne and Sid from Slipknot.
Aw.
That's kind of adorable.
Aw.
They showed a bunch of photos together on Instagram. It really is kind of sweet. They've been apparently seeing each other for a while. After 23 years of friendship, I can't believe we have where we have ended up. You are my best friend, my soulmate. I am so deeply in love with you, Sidney George Wilson. Sid replying with about 100 heart emojis. And that's it.
Cute.
I never would have known that would have happened either, but apparently it's been going on for a while. And again, they've known each other for decades. Aww, so
yeah. That's adorable. I like that.
I'm just imagining how, say, hypothetically, they go on to tie the knot, how over the top and wild that wedding like party would be.
Oh,
and
Lord.
Ozzy Osbourne, family on that side, Slipknot side, everyone involved.
Oh, Lord.
There's going to be a lot going on, guys.
So, it's going to be a party.
But guys, see, this was something wholesome I wanted to show. You know why? Yes, and that's the exact word, wholesome. I don't think anyone can get mad at something like this.
Oh, only thing
I hope Sid doesn't do any stage dives while Kelly's around. You know, they don't need that. But she just posted a few photos of them together over the past, you know. There's them in the Millennium Falcon. Them with a doggo. And then playing with their suspenders.
Suspenders are fun to play with.
Apparently. Yeah. I think... Oh, someone just said a great... More Sid and Kelly, less MGK and Megan Fox. Well, there you go.
I really feel bad for Megan Fox. Like, she always got, like, pooped on in Hollywood.
You've said that before,
anyway,
too, yeah.
And she's actually a pretty good actress. But she just always got put in these really awful roles.
Well, isn't she signing up for the roles themselves too? Like, no one's forcing her to sign a contract and say she'll do it.
No, it's a lot of management saying, like,
if it is management and saying, and she does have to, and to keep her SAG card, she does have to act in a certain amount of films, TV, whatever, a certain amount of years. But
yeah,
I get what you're saying.
I feel bad for her because she's always been dogged on in Hollywood, and then she goes and gets herself tangled up with you know who. I don't know.
Tangled up, literally. That ring is tangled on her hand. Like, she can't take it off without mangling her finger.
We're not going to talk about how disgusting that is.
Yeah, that's a little weird. It's a little weird, guys. It's a little weird.
But I don't know. I feel bad for Megan Fox. So, like, let's save all the hate for MGK and just leave Megan Fox.
Yeah. Love this. Sid is the coolest guy. Yeah. Oh, someone's concert crap. Sid is the coolest guy. Interviewed him a few years back. That's awesome. Yeah, I don't ever hear anything bad about Sid. Except when he hurts himself getting too wild at a concert, but he hurts himself, no one else.
So you
know what? You
told me about that. What was it last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know about that. That was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not funny at the moment, but like looking back on it, it's just like,
Corey was laughing at him while after it happened too. So, you know, the most metal wedding ever. Yes, that would be the most metal wedding. Man, oh man.
Yeah.
Talk about a who's who, like, for wedding guests, though. How cool that would be to be there. To see all that? Yeah.
Well, then, what would they play? Like, would they have a live band? Would they have a DJ? What kind of music are they going to play? Are they going to stick with traditional wedding music? Or are they going to go, like, you know?
They would not stick with traditional wedding music. But...
Will Ozzy sing? Will Corey sing?
Together.
Who's singing? Together.
Well, they'll all be there. So, why wouldn't they? Sure. They might as well just have a microphone set up to record something really quick.
Oh, gosh.
See, that was just something a little bit wholesome that I wanted to share with everyone. Just imagine a Slipknot wedding song. Yeah, hey, Corey has a lot of love songs. He just released another one for Alicia. So, you know what? Yeah, he's doing just fine with those.
You can make any of those romantic.
Uh-huh. Okay, no. That's a hard no on that, Gretchen. No.
What? You don't want to play some of their songs that are?
Disaster Piece is not a love song, Gretchen. I promise.
We can find it like a slowed down acoustic version.
Sure. Your comment that you can make any of those songs romantic. No, that is not true. Good. No. Good. No.
You can make them sound very sentimental.
Custer is not a romantic song. I'm sorry. So.
Try.
No. Try and fail. So.
I tried.
Moving on, however, we do have some unfortunate news. I was talking to Gretchen about this because I might be coming out to see a concert in DC this August. Rage Against the Machine announcing that second leg of their planned 2022 tour is going to stay in effect and they'll be going to different parts of the country. However, this was a big two-leg tour. And now that first leg that was postponed indefinitely has dates. That's good, right? Not until 2023.
Wow.
That's a big pushback, guys. That's a big pushback. And I get it. For a tour that was meant to happen in 2020, will not happen till 2023 due to COVID.
Womp.
Talk about a bummer. New tour dates have been announced with Rage Against the Machine that'll start in February. That's that first leg, now second leg, if you understand what I'm saying there. We'll start February 22nd, 2023, and go from all the way till April 1st and 2nd. I was going to hope to hit up the St. Louis date, but now that's not even a question right now. Meanwhile, the original, that second leg, which is still intact, starts off July 9th in Wisconsin and then goes all the way through August 14th in New York, ending with three shows at Madison Square Garden. Wait, more than three shows. A lot of shows at Madison Square Garden. If you want to see Rage and you're in the Northeast, you can get to New York and get tickets. There's also several shows in the D.C. area. I wanted to say they were going to do more than one in Chicago, but it looks like only one in Chicago. But two tour dates in Washington, D.C., many tour dates in New York, and they are traveling, so you will get a chance to see them. And there are two tour dates in Chicago, excuse me, July 11th and 12th. However, we will be waiting for other parts of the country, but rest assured, Rage Against the Machine is still planning on doing everything they can. Who knows? Who knows what we're going to see? I'm a big Rage fan. I'm hopeful to see them this year somehow, some way. Will I? I don't know yet. I don't even know if they're allowing photographers. But I'll try. So, also, for those of you watching on YouTube, we saw Chester already. Spock is now graced our presence in the back. So we have two cats on this podcast.
So I say, Chester's still on my lap and he keeps kicking me.
So, yeah, I'm going to say Chester's there. Yeah. Look. I see the tip of a kitty paw.
Yeah, it keeps kicking me.
Right by the CH in Gretchen's name on the little banner. So,
hi.
And then I'm going to share this really quick, just we did talk about this earlier as a new tour that just got announced today. Boom. Breaking Benjamin with special guests Seether, Starset, and Lacey Sturm, kicking off April 22nd, going all the way through May 21st. They're going to some like lesser known places too, not small area places, but lesser known. They're not going to the big, big names. So
yeah.
New Hampshire, Connecticut, Glen Falls, New York, State College, Pennsylvania. So these are not the biggest areas, but still they're decent sized shows. And to which I say, good, spend a month getting the people that have missed live music since pandemic that are not getting shows easily accessible to them.
Right.
Will we get a new Breaking Benjamin album? I don't know yet.
When we talked about this, when was the last actual, like the last like new album from them? Because then they did the like re-release one.
Mm-hmm.
But when was the last like actual?
I want to say 2017 or 18. I want to say 2018. Don't quote me on that, chat. If you have any updates on that, please let me know. I'm trying to remember off myself because I'm not counting that re-recorded acoustic reimagined album. I'm not counting that one.
Yeah, because that's just the same songs. It's just like,
let's do this. Yes.
Been messed with and
breaking
stuff.
Yeah, 2018, everyone's saying. Ember in 2018. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And then Aurora was 2020. That's the reimagined stuff. So Ember was in 2018. That was with Red Cold River. That's the song I remember being blasted a lot on SiriusXM and FM Radio because it's Breaking Benjamin, and like radio formats love them, so Breaking Benjamin. Will Lacey play Flyleaf songs? The last time I saw Lacey was years ago. She didn't play any Flyleaf stuff, so I don't know about that one. However, yes, Lacey Sturm is the former singer of Flyleaf. That is correct.
Yes.
So that'll be a cool show, though. You guys know I'm a Starset fan, though, so I'm a little bit biased, so I can't really help that. Moving on, however, and then we'll get to the Starset package that they sent me, which I'm going to have to make like a separate recording for as well. So each week we go through the Billboard Mainstream Top 3 to see what is blessing or plaguing radio rock right now. This is a good gauge to see how the current rock scene is doing with showing new bands, showing new music, things like that. We were gone last week, so we couldn't really talk about that. So coming in at number 3, Jack White, Taking Me Back. Another Jack White song from his solo stuff. So, coming at number 2, Start the Healing from Korn. And then coming at number 1, still, 3 Days Grace, So-Called Life. Proving my point that Billboard, FM, radio stations, even SiriusXM right now, are not doing a great job of showcasing a lot more new music and are relying on the old faithful names.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. Interesting note, however, that I wanted to point out while I'm talking about the Billboard Top 3 for Korn, their latest album, Requiem. Requiem, it just got found out today, is the first album since Korn's debut in 1994 that did not place in the charting albums. Like in the top 10. I thought that was interesting. Like, why? I thought that was wildly interesting. So,
yeah.
Because this album had a single already hit number one. This album had good promotion and stuff. Yeah, it didn't make the top 10 albums. So, Korn, however, is going on tour with Chevelle and Code Orange. Go see that tour if you can. That's going to be a wild, loud, awesome show. Be a lot of fun. Not coming near me, which sucks, but it is what it is. So, that's something I just thought was interesting about Korn, though. So Korn will do just fine.
Yeah.
They've been doing okay financially, though. Yeah. They have had a rough patch over the past few years, to say the least. But
yeah,
this, they'll be okay. They're actually working on another album right now, too, for a follow-up. So we'll find out. So that being said, this is the part where I might have to edit out a little bit. Probably not, though. Gretchen, you're not going to see me on Discord for a bit, so you have to watch me on stream if that's okay.
Sure.
Just making sure. I told you about this before, too. Turn off camera. Oh, I hope this doesn't mess things up. It should not. Okay, so let's do this. Bam. I got that billboard stuff right there. There we are. And now we're going to go over here. See if I can get this going right. Did I mess this up? Maybe I messed this up. I don't know. We're going to get to the star set box right now because I know there's a lot of stuff going on that a lot of you guys are hoping to see. Cancel. Go down here. There we go. Look how awkward that is. There's two of me. And one of them is a lot clearer, better picture of me than the other. Okay. Now, if you're wondering why I'm doing this and aiming the webcam down right now. Boop. This is the package that Star Set sent their Rebels. Gretchen knows I'm a big Star Set fan. Gretchen and I neither know what is in this box that was left on my doorstep. All I knew was that I was getting a package, and there's going to be some unique stuff in here. So, for all of you wondering, Star Set's latest album is out right now. Divisions is quite fun. I really enjoy it. A lot of good stuff on there. Star Set, we just talked about going on tour soon. A lot of good things to come from this. So, I have no idea what to expect in this box. All I know is it's space stuff. I'm hoping for space stuff. I'm hoping this is what's going to make me an astronaut. So,
pew.
As we go over here, Gretchen, hopefully you're watching on stream so you can see what I'm talking about live. I'm
making it all up in my head.
Taped this stuff very aggressively too. And then
they didn't want anyone to see it and be
I know. And then the post office just slapped the shipping stuff over the nice Star Set Rebels box. It's like, come on. Ugh. Whatever. I'm bad at this. Opening stuff live. Okay, here we go. I'm not returning it, so, because I didn't pay for it. Yeah, what am I gonna do? Here we go.
Now.
As I get this over here. Ah, there we go. Make sure this is all nice and framed. Man, they taped this thing to death.
They really didn't want you to get in it.
I guess it was just something super secretive and secure for the Rebels, so.
Secret.
What do we got? Move this over here a smidge. We got brown wrapping paper. That's a ton of tape. Yeah, it was a ton of tape. Don't cut your mic. Oh, no, I won't cut my mic. As long as you guys can hear me. Star Set, Rebel Initiation Checklist.
Oh.
BMI remover, meal, ready to eat, beanie, mask, Horizons. Horizons is fantastic. I think I said Divisions, excuse me. Horizons. First of all, check that out.
I'm confused about BMI remover.
It's not body mass index.
Oh, I was like, first of all, BMI like calculators are not good indicators.
They are not.
Don't ever rely on them. But that's an off topic thing.
First of all, for Horizons, brain machine interface. That is correct. Thank you very much. The new album, Horizons, on CD. That's really cool.
That is pretty
That's
fun.
Awesome to see that. Just right there alone, that makes me happy. Because I did not have a hard copy. Number two.
I actually haven't CDs.
Mm-hmm. Number two, looks like a beanie.
Ooh.
The Multifunctional Seamless Wear. I'm going to try to figure this out right now.
Interesting.
Oh, this is not the beanie. You know what this is?
Oh.
It's the goiter scarf thing that they wear over their around their neck. That probably won't fit around my head and neck because it's too big. I can't hear anything, so I'm assuming that everything's okay right now. Can I get this over my big fat head? That's going to be the game we play.
I believe in you. I believe in you.
Okay, it's actually not bad. What do you think?
Hold on, you still remember I'm on a delay.
Oh yeah, the lag. That's okay.
Okay,
Well,
I like it. I like it.
it's a little snug and it's squishing my nose, but I can tell it's working.
Well, I think it's supposed to be snug. It's not supposed to be one of those things that's like loose. So.
We did see this at the live shows, so that does make
Yes.
sense. So I got that. Very nice.
I
This
like it. I
looks
like it.
like my meal. My cheese tortellini in tomato sauce, my space meal for when I fly out. Thank you. As a rebel, I have to be able to eat on the go. And apparently, this is 260 calories per pouch. It has all the stuff on the back. Oh,
That's
this
not
is a
bad.
kit too. This is not just the pasta.
Oh.
I see Pop-Tarts in here. Yeah.
Break out the
That's
Pop-Tarts.
right. Star Scent sent me Pop-Tarts.
Now, what flavor? What flavor did we get?
We're gonna find out.
We
Oh,
must
they went classy. Brown sugar.
know. Excellent, excellent choice.
Not expected. That is a good choice. Smart
That,
choice. A smart
yes,
choice.
that one is always a fantastic option.
A Tootsie Roll, a big one.
Send it to me.
I'll save it for you if you want it.
I love Tootsie Rolls.
Apple jelly. That sounds
Oh.
interesting.
Apple jelly is so good. Yes.
This
I'm here
is
for it.
Sopako individual flameless race ration heater. Oh, this is something that actually heats up everything for it. Like a heating pack, you put water in it and heat it up.
Oh. For a minute when you said like instant heat up, I was like the hand warmer.
You're always cold. Always, always cold.
Oh. Oh, that's so cool.
More apple jelly.
Wanna make sure you have enough.
Salt and pepper, napkin and spoon. They knew that was going to be important as well.
They need knew you needed everything.
Yes. This is more of the food. White wheat snack bread. So this is actual bread, like preservable bread.
So that'll be for the apple jelly.
Star Set needs a Pop-Tart endorsement. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
And then I think this is the pasta itself. Yes, RS cheese tortellini in tomato sauce. This is how you heat it up. So
All
this is
right.
all my food. This is all this stuff. So that's all that in there. Then I have the beanie. The gray beanie with the
Maybe.
Star Set logo for Hawaii.
Ooh. We love a good beanie. Nice. That's a nice looking one.
It does look nice. You love
Yeah.
gray.
Oh, I love gray.
You love the color gray.
I do. Such a nice color.
Hang on.
Fashion show.
I couldn't hear you. What?
Said fashion show.
How do I look?
Nice. You look like you're about to brave a blizzard.
The extremes of outer space are important, so we need to go
I
prepared.
like it. I
Us
like it.
rebels need to be prepared.
I like it.
Now I
Looks
want that
good.
apple jelly. The apple jelly looks interesting. That's the stuff I want to try too. So I think that's
Apple
it.
jelly is good.
So, da-da-da-da.
I like it. I like it. I dig
Very
it.
nice. So that is what Star Set sent me. And I have to say, very nice stuff that they sent here. Now I'm ready to
Yeah.
go to space. Stylish, you look like a rebel. Well, thank you. That's exactly what I was going for. I need to look like a rebel for whatever is assigned of me.
I like it. I like it.
I'm looking at like the, it's just us on screen right now. I'm looking very different than I started this podcast with.
You are.
I'm gonna hold
You are.
this
You're
right
looking
over
very
here
different.
to get a screenshot later. You know why? I said just block out Kid Rock as an idiot.
Oh.
Da-da-da-da. There we go. There, I did it. See?
Very impressive. You guys can't see me talk. Hopefully I'm not muffled too badly because I have this thing over my mouth. So love the Blues Coaster. Well, thank you very much. That was very interesting. Very cool stuff from Star Set for the Rebel Initiation. Kit checklist, BMI remover, meal ready to eat, beanie, mask, horizons. You still sound good, thank you. Sorry, I lulled in Spanish. Ja, 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 ja. Yes. So, very nice. See, this is kind of the cool stuff Star Set's doing. You know, thinking outside the box, trying to get stuff to different people. So, Gretchen, will you go to space with me?
About that.
Gretchen, we're live. Don't do this. Will you go to space with me?
Where are we going in space?
It's space! Directions are not as mandatory as you would think.
I didn't know if we had a destination or not. Gosh.
Let's just go to space first. The ISS. Let's go to the International Space Station. Will that
Fine.
Be okay? Yay!
Thank you.
You all heard it first. So, thank you guys for hanging out with us. Thank you guys for checking out what we're doing right now. My desk is covered in my current rations that I'll need for this trip. However, I'm proud to be a rebel. Support Star Set. Chester's leg is approval with a paw, one paw up for Star Set right now. You can see it right there, just right by the G, the second G in Gretchen's name.
Thanks, Chess.
Yes. So I leave this time, as I usually do, with Gretchen. Is there anything you would like to end with? Any words of wisdom as Chester just flings away?
I was about to say, he's like, you talked about my leg. I am leaving. I have no words of wisdom.
No words of wisdom?
I got none.
So,
I know, other than the same old stuff, but like
I tell you what, we made that rule at the end of last year about make it a goal to buy one album physical copy, no matter what it is, but pre-ordering. Pre-order one album this year. No matter what it is, pre-order an album, show that you're supporting a band. That's a good goal for you in 2022 to support different bands and music. I've already pre-ordered a few, so I'm already above my quota for one. So hopefully you guys can do that too. Thank you guys again. I will have content out on the YouTube channel this week. Gretchen will be streaming. She will be on Twitch all week as well. We will also both have much more stuff coming out. Thank you guys again. You are the best. Don't listen to Kid Rock. Yes, very fair. People are trying to add their own words of wisdom. That we'll leave that though.
I like it.
Find an album in the next couple of months that you want to pre-order. Impera, if you're a big Ghost fan, consider pre-ordering Impera. You know, Pup, a band I love. They're coming out with their new album. Go ahead, pre-order Pup. Moontooth's another band. Shinedown's coming out with Planet Zero. Pre-order that one. Pre-order something. Support a band you love. Until then, we'll see you next time. Thank you guys for checking us out. We will see you there. Stream Horizons by Star Set. There you go. That's another good message too. Thank you guys very much. As we fade away, we'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.